You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Oops.
Are you all right, Christine?
Yes, thanks, I'm fine. It's a bit gloomy.
I think we should stop here. This is as good a place as any.
Blackbirds and thrushes.
They're always among the first to sing. And, yes, there's a robin. Worm eaters, you see. Their eyes are adapted for low light.
Yes.
And the worms are closer to the surface at this time of day.
So the only bird really does get the worm.
Indeed. One of those old saws that does actually have a basis in fact.
Hello, you two.
Hello. Oh,
Jennifer, you've had a short trip this morning.
Well, no need to go further afield, is there? What better place to experience the dawn chorus day than the Aldridge Millennium Wood?
I think you mean the Ambridge Millennium Wood.
No, Aldridge.
Well, surely not.
Oh, it is, Jim. And if you want proof, you can check the definitive map this afternoon.
This afternoon?
Yes, the Flood Action Group's drop-in session.
Oh, yes.
I might very well do just that.
Well, do. I think you'll find I'm right.
Well, let's not fall out about it. It's so lovely here.
Yes, of course. This morning is about the birds.
Oh, it's magical, isn't it? Mm.
Just wait until the wrens and warblers start. The joyous music of nature.
You haven't had far to come yourself from the stables.
No, indeed.
How are your homes progressing?
Still not ready for any internal work, I'm afraid.
Dear, just taking a long time, isn't it?
And I'm still waiting to hear about that crack in my floor.
Oh, yes, that must be worrying.
I really don't know how it's going to be mended.
I'm sure it's nothing they haven't dealt with before.
Oh, absolutely. You'll soon be back home, Chris.
Oh, I don't know.
It'll take the time it will take. We're putting our gardens to rights, though.
Oh, that's something.
I'm getting my vegetables planted up. Broad beans and carrots yesterday. Vita procedit, as Seneca has it.
What?
Life goes on.
Oh, oh well, can't argue with that, I suppose.
Oh, I did hear voices. Good morning.
Hello.
I thought we'd find you here, Robert.
Yeah, I wouldn't miss it. Do you want to join the main group?
Is there a main group?
Oh, yes. Yeah, a bit further in with Patrick Hennessy from Borsetshire Wildlife Trust.
We're fine here, thank you. I don't think we need any professional guidance. Oh, did you hear that?
I certainly did.
I didn't expect to hear an owl.
Probably returning from hunting.
There it is, look.
Where?
See, in the...
I can see it.
It's gone.
Yes.
Worth turning out on this chilly morning for that alone.
You're absolutely right, Jim. It really is such a rewarding hobby, isn't it?
It is.
Have you heard about this great bird race?
Yes.
Patrick was telling me about it.
What's that?
It's a... Well, I suppose you'd call it a day of competitive bird spotting.
It's a team event. You try and see as many birds as possible in one day.
Well, that sounds like fun.
You can go anywhere in Borsetshire, but you have to call into the adjudicators at a certain time and then they see who's spotted the most.
Are you entering?
Well, I'm certainly considering it. If I can get a team together.
Well, it's to raise funds for the Borsetshire Wildlife Trust.
Well, teams pay to enter, and it all goes towards BWT's work. Patrick was saying they hope to make some improvements to the hide at Arkwright Lake.
And the wildlife conservation in the churchyard.
He has done a hard sell on you, hasn't he?
You don't sound very impressed, Jim.
Not really, no. It strikes me as a media stunt for people who don't really appreciate wildlife.
That sun's really warming my bones now.
It's going to be a lovely day.
I hope you think it was worth the early start, Christine.
Oh, definitely. I'm glad you persuaded me.
I think we've heard all we're going to hear, though.
Yes, once the finches have started.
Time for me to head off.
Would you like to come back to the farm for coffee and a bacon sandwich, Robert.
Oh, now that's a very tempting offer. But I promised Linda I'll bring a breakfast when I get it.
Oh, lucky woman.
So, I'll see you this afternoon at the Flood Action Group meeting.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, well, what about you two?
Oh, yes, Jennifer, that would be most welcome.
And Chris?
Oh, yes, please. You know, Jim, I've been thinking about this great bird race.
Oh, yes.
Well, Robert seems very keen to take part.
Well, each to his own.
Yes, but if he's spending a whole day travelling to the best bird spotting sites in the county...
Oh, yes.
Well, isn't there a possibility that he might get a considerable lead on you?
Yes, I do take your point, Christine. I suppose I might consider forming a team, as it's for a good cause.
Do you know the date, Jennifer? I'd have to check my diary, of course.
I'm sorry.
But I've got a lot on at the moment.
No, Christine. This isn't the event for you.
Why on earth not?
It's going to be an arduous endeavour. Physically demanding.
Oh, surely not.
It will need military levels of planning and detailed ornithological knowledge. Not a day for dilettantes.
I see. Right.
That is a massive map.
It needs to be if we are going to get everyone's comments attached to it. You can see there are a lot already.
So, at the end of the day, Rachel, when everyone's had a chance to put their sticky notes on it...
I take it back to the office and we turn it into a printed map incorporating all the comments and observations.
Okay.
And then we send that to you, to the Flood Action Group, and you can make any further comments or suggest refinements.
Uh-huh. And then...
Well, after we've put those in, then it becomes one of the core documents for future flood prevention strategies.
It's nice you're listening to local people.
No one knows better than you what happened here.
Robert Snell. My wife would have liked to have been here as well, but she's working. She works at Grey Gables. The hotel?
Oh, yes, that's... it's here, isn't it?
Just there, yep, that's it.
Well, looking at the contours, I imagine it was reasonably unscathed.
Yes, it actually became one of the refuges, like the church here.
I've tried to summarise our main points.
Were you badly affected?
Well, lots of us were. I can't say it was worse than anyone else.
It was pretty bad. Robert's very close to the river.
Show me.
Here, Ambridge Hall.
Oh. Gosh, yeah, you must have really taken a hammering.
It was rather awful, if I'm honest. And we lost our dog as well.
Oh, how sad. I'm really sorry.
Good afternoon.
Jim, this is Rachel Slater from the Environment Agency.
Jim Lloyd, how do you do?
Oh, pleased to meet you.
Jim's another member of the Flood Action Group. He's been collecting testimonies from the flood victims.
Oh, that's marvellous. It'll be such a valuable resource.
And Jim suffered himself too.
Well, we'll be pleased to have your comments.
Yes, I'll do that in a minute. But first, let me... Oh, I don't believe it.
What?
The Aldrich Millennium Wood. Oh, does that man's ego know no bounds?
Well, it was rather odd. It felt like mid-afternoon, but it was still mid-morning.
I can imagine. We don't even get up that early for milking.
Yeah, and I must admit, David, by the time it got to lunchtime, I was completely bushed.
Mm.
But I had a little nap, and I've got my second wind now.
Good hope.
So I'm ready to take over from you.
Great. Well, there's not a lot to it, Jennifer. Mainly just introducing people to Rachel.
Right.
And maybe explaining some of the local background for her.
Oh, I'm sure I can do that.
Yeah. Rob should be here soon, and Usha's coming at 4:30. Kenton couldn't make it.
Well, bank holiday weekend. Expect it's a busy day at the pub. Well,
I'm sure he's hoping it will be.
Is that where you're heading now?
No, actually, I thought I'd take a quick look at the cricket, see how we're doing against Little Croxley.
I expect you wish you were still playing, don't you?
I do miss it. Although I wonder how I ever found the time.
Rachel's very tall, isn't she?
Yes, Jim, but she seems to know her stuff.
I've been thinking... This is a little ultra vires.
It's what?
More of a save thing than a flood action group thing, but it is flood related.
Go on.
I was talking to Rachel about Route B. Obviously, any flood risk assessment that the council carried out will predate the events of March.
Well, of course.
So, by definition, it can't have taken the Ambridge flooding into account, which, I think it's fair to say, took most parties by surprise.
Well, yes.
So it might be a good idea to commission an independent consultant to carry out a full flood risk assessment of the route, in the light of what we know now. It could provide us with very powerful ammunition.
Well, yeah, that's a good suggestion, but have we got the money to fund it?
Oh, I've no idea. Presumably we could ask for a quote first. But I do think it's important not to delay. The village needs to use this awful experience to our wider advantage.
Mm.
I suppose that...
What, Jennifer?
Well, depending on how much it's likely to be, I might be able to underwrite the cost.
Oh, well, that's very generous.
Well, it would mean we could press on immediately.
And obviously I'd hope that Save could cover it in due course.
Oh, naturally. We'll press on with all our fundraising efforts. I think we're going to see a good turnout tomorrow for your Boudicca of Borsetshire appearance.
Oh, I do wish people wouldn't call me that.
Well, campaigns need a figurehead.
Linda may not like it, but there's no doubt it's been a very useful image for the cause. We'll certainly have quite a few people rattling buckets.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll sign up some bigger donations on the store.
Well, we need to. This could be a long fight.
Yeah. Well, if Jennifer can underwrite it, will you put an email round the rest of the Save Committee, Jim?
Of course.
And if everyone's in agreement, could you approach some specialists and get a quote for an assessment?
It will be my pleasure.
Great. Thanks. All right. Well, I better say goodbye to Rachel. I'll see you on the green tomorrow.
Bye, David.
Yes, see you tomorrow.
Rachel, I'm pushing off now.
Oh, all right.
There's just one thing before I go.
Yeah?
It's about, where is it? Oh, yeah. Here, look, by Barrow Farm.
That's the large-scale dairy operation.
Yeah, you see these two culverts under the road? Here,
yeah.
And here?
Yeah.
Well, one of them, the upstream one, was very blocked up.
Oh, right.
I don't know if anyone's mentioned them yet.
Well, no, I'm not sure. I don't think so.
I guess it had been like that for a while.
Right.
But a friend of mine... I suppose you'd call him a local contractor. He noticed it when he was working up that way after the flood.
Uh-huh.
He might well be planning to pop in and mention it, but if not, I thought I'd better just jot a comment down before I go.
Yeah, do. It's odd, though.
What is?
Well, that stream's one of ours.
How do you mean?
Well, it's a watercourse that the Environment Agency maintains.
Is it?
Yeah, so it will have been inspected regularly.
Really?
And any blockage would have been removed.
Are you sure about that?
Well, it's the standard procedure, yeah.
Could you... Is there any way that you could confirm when it was last inspected?
Yeah, it'll be in the records. I'll make a note to check it and get back to you.
Are you all right, Kenton?
Can you fold those legs out?
Yeah. This grill's a bit fiddly to set up on your own.
Tell me about it. Okay. Over.
Ooh, haven't you got any help?
Well, Jolene and Callum are running the flood bar. Fallon's setting up a tea tent and Harrison's doing his road safety demo, so I'm on barbecue duty.
Oh. Well, you're going to have your work cut out.
Well, I can't afford to employ extra staff, Sheila.
Did you hear that?
What?
The PA. Could you hear me?
Yes, Linda, quite clearly.
Good. 1,200 hours, sound check.
Well, that looks like a very thorough timetable.
Don't mind me.
So much better when things are properly organised, don't you think? May Queen, Morris Side, all carefully scheduled. We want this event to do Ambridge proud. Although I do have some concerns about the maypole dancing.
Why?
Well, I haven't had time to rehearse the village children this year, so... Angela Probert is bringing her students.
Well, she runs a dance school. She ought to know her stuff.
Shula, pliés and jetés are a far cry from the bucolic honesty of maypole dancing. I just hope the performance isn't too refined.
Somehow I can't see that being a problem.
And I must say, I could have done without the news that Fallon has just given me.
About the dancing?
No, about Emma's wedding. It appears Jennifer has stolen my plans for the buffet centrepiece.
Right. Well, the green's certainly looking the part anyway, with the bunting and the maypole.
Oh, yes. Amazing what some fresh paint and new ribbons can do.
Well, as long as it gets people in the mood to spend money.
Well, that's not really the spirit of the event, Kenton.
Well, it is if we want there to be a pub in Ambridge next May Day.
Afternoon. Have you heard about the threat to Ambridge?
Oh, is this the road scheme?
Yes, it is, yeah. The council's currently going for Route B, which would radically change this beautiful village. It's like a leaflet.
Oh, thanks.
And we're collecting donations for our fighting fund.
Oh, right. Yeah, no problem.
Oh, thank you. And you could buy one of these mugs or a T-shirt.
Actually, I wanted a word about something else. Are you David Archer?
Yeah, yes, I am.
I'm Rex.
Oh, hello.
Ed Grundy said you'd be a good man to talk to, past NFU chairman.
Just the local branch.
My brother and I want to start farming around it. Quite small scale, ducks and geese.
Oh, yeah.
We'd be grateful for any advice you could give us.
Well, poultry's not my speciality.
No, but you know the area pretty well, don't you?
Born and bred here.
My family goes back quite a way in Ambridge, too. Our grandfather had a big estate here at one time. George Fairbrother?
George? What? So is your father Robin Fairbrother?
That's right.
I see.
Yeah, so you and I have got a loose family connection, haven't we?
Well, I'm not sure you could call it that.
Well, didn't my dad's half-sister marry your dad?
Oh! Yeah. That was Grace, that was Dad's first wife. Well, I never.
Do you think you might be able to give us a bit of your time, David?
Yeah, I suppose so. When were you thinking?
Sometime this week. Wednesday.
That should be okay. Two-ish?
I think we can make that.
Fine. Do you know where we are? Brookfield Farm?
We'll find it. Thanks very much.
Yeah, no problem.
We'll see you then.
Yeah. Bye.
Still plugging away, then?
Oh, hi, Nick. Yes, still fighting the fight.
I found 50p on the ground.
Did you?
So we thought we'd give it to the cause.
Oh, that's very generous of you.
Well, Mia's a very generous girl.
Hey, thank you very much, Mia. So, are you all looking forward to the wedding?
Well, most of us are. I can't say Will is, really. You know how it is.
Yeah, well, I understand that might be tricky, given the circumstances.
But we're forgetting that for today.
Hello, Nick. Hello, Mia.
Hello. Hiya, Chill. I was just saying, this is Mia's day. She's going to be the May Queen.
Are you?
Yes, so I hear.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm going to be crowned at 3:00.
Quite an honour.
I don't know who's more excited, me or her. Anyway, I'll see you later.
Yeah, best of luck with it.
Thanks.
Yes. I understand the Button girls were a bit put out. Tilly had high hopes this year, apparently, especially as she helped Linda to restore the maypole.
Never mind that, Mum. You will never guess who I've just met.
Who?
The son of that married man who had an affair with Elizabeth.
One for the change. They, oh, no. 2:50, there you go.
About time.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, sir. Sorry about the wait.
Excuse me.
Linda, there's a queue.
No. I don't want food. Honestly, it's been one disaster after another. The Morrisside's minibus has broken down in Elbury.
Yeah, well, I can hardly go and pick them up,
and
can I?
And now the May Queen's crown has disappeared. It was on the table by the podium.
So?
Well, have you seen it, Kenton?
I haven't served anyone wearing a crown. No,
oh.
Now, please, get out of the way and let me get on.
Well, I just hope the Borchester Echo doesn't hear about this.
This is the worst day ever.
Oh, it'll be all right, Mia. Oh, I'm sure I can see it.
I don't want to wear a crown that's been in a pond.
Oh, clean it up, don't you worry. Here, Shula, now look.
I found this rake in the Horobins' front garden. I think it might be long enough.
Oh, great, shall I?
No, let me do it.
Okay.
Ah. Oh.
Lily!
Now, if I just...
Careful!
Can you hold on to me?
Yeah, all right.
Okay. Got it.
No.
Oh. Actually, I don't think... No.
A hubcap.
Probably washed in during the flood.
Oh, but where is it then?
We'll just have to keep looking.
Oh, this has been to me Mia's big day and now it's ruined.
I'm going as fast as I can. If you don't want to wait, you can get sandwiches and pies upstairs in the Bull, in the flood bar.
Blimey, Kenton, you're a bit overloaded, aren't you?
No, I'm fine. Right, two cheeseburgers and a hot dog, wasn't it?
Here, let me give you a hand up.
I don't need your help.
Come on, the queue's halfway across the green. If I take the orders and handle the money... who's next?
That'll be me, David.
Oh, hello again.
Rex.
Yes, Rex, of course. What can we get you, Rex?
A burger, please, with onion.
Right, that's... Is it £5 for that cheese, Kenton?
Yes.
Fiver, please.
Ed said you guys are brothers, is that right?
I'm afraid so.
My brother and I are setting up a business. Great when a family works together, isn't it?
Do you remember when Elizabeth was seeing Robin Fairbrother? Sometime in the 80s.
Oh, I'm sorry to say I do.
She kept asking me to meet him. It was the last thing I wanted to do.
I can imagine.
Would have been difficult enough with the Grace connection. Mm. But a married man... I don't know what she was thinking of.
No.
And I'm afraid she didn't learn a lesson, did she?
Oh, well, I don't think that's altogether fair, Mum. Mm.
What was Jenny saying?
Oh, just that she couldn't help search anymore because she had to talk to the Echo.
Probably just as well to distract them while this is going on.
Oh, Mia's so upset. Aha!
What?
Here it is. Look, stuffed into the hedge.
Well, who'd do a thing like that?
Two guesses.
Well, that was intense.
The lunch rush is over now.
We did well, didn't we?
I can manage on my own. I could before, actually.
Oh, come on. I know the British love queuing, but...
Okay, okay. Thanks for your help. All right?
You're welcome. Kenton.
Don't they need you on the save stall?
Kenton, I know you're still upset about the move.
That's putting it mildly.
And you have every right to be. I could have handled things a lot better. But please, can't we put it behind us?
Oh, that's easy for you to say. You weren't promised a life-changing amount of money only to have it snatched away from you.
Well, in a way, I was.
Yeah, yes, but you snatched it away from yourself. It was your choice.
Look, I accept all that and I am genuinely sorry, but for the good of the family...
Hey, I've said thank you for helping me out.
That's not what I'm asking.
But if you think that you can make everything better by slicing a few burger buns, then you really do not understand the situation.
And the Boudica of Borsetshire... better known as Jennifer Aldridge, now crowns Mia Grundy the Ambridge May Queen 2015.
Oh, doesn't Mia look gorgeous?
Yeah, she's happy now, isn't she? Well, thanks, Sheila.
Oh, don't thank me. Anyone might have found the crown.
Oh, I had visions of having to make one out of cardboard. I'd never have heard the end of it.
Mia will be leading the children in the traditional May Day procession... And I've just been informed that the Edgley Morris men are back on the road.
All's well that ends well. Oh.
Yeah, thank goodness. Oh, but I catch up with a certain pair of sisters, there are going to be a few fireworks.
Excuse me, Meg.
Oh, sure.
Richard, hello, how are you? We're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
I just don't know what to say to him. However I try to approach it, he just throws it back in my face.
I don't think I've ever seen Kenton so upset. At least not for this long. He could always have a bit of a tantrum, but it usually blew over fairly quickly.
Yeah.
I hate to see you two so estranged, David.
Me too, Mum.
Mind you, it must be a terrible worry for him. The trade affected at the ball and... all the expense of the refurbishment as well.
I am sympathetic to that, Mum. I really am.
I think he's genuinely worried about the business going under.
You all right, Shula?
Oh, yes, fine. It's just I was expecting someone for dinner tomorrow and they've had to cancel.
Oh, dear.
We'll reschedule. It's nothing.
Well, I do know how annoying it is when you've planned your catering. Think about it.
best salmon has become rather de trop, hasn't it? Brioche ring with baked camembert, I think.
Yes.
Well, we made it, didn't we? Talk about success stolen from the jaws of defeat.
Absolutely.
An hour ago, I thought the afternoon was in ruins.
We muddled through in the end.
Oh, we did more than that. We triumphed. And after the trauma of recent weeks, we really needed a triumph.
I suppose we did, Linda.
What better than a day celebrating some of the traditional facets of rural life? The maypole, the Morris
dancing. A little petty larceny?
Well, these things are important, Shula. When times are changing so fast, we need to hold on to these precious traditions.
I don't believe it.
You all right, Fallon?
No, I'm not all right.
Oh, what's up?
My bunting's disappeared.
What?
Well, I'd hung the bunting up in the trees for yesterday's May Day thing, and I come to collect it now.
What, you left it up overnight?
I was pushed for time, Ed. I was doing an evening party in Elbury. I thought it'd be fine to get it today. Kind of blown down, surely.
If it had, it'd still be on the green somewhere.
Yeah.
It's not even been that windy.
Well, that's what I thought. Yesterday went so well, and now this. I mean, you'd have thought it would be safe enough in Ambridge, of all places.
Didn't some crown go missing, though?
Well, yeah, but that was Molly and Tilly Button, sabotaging things because Mia got to be May Queen. I mean, what reason would they have to nick my bunting?
Well, what reason would they need? You know, when I was their age, it's the sort of stupid thing I'd have done. You too, probably.
Yeah, that's not helping, Ed.
Sorry. Well, look, maybe it hasn't been nicked. Perhaps someone saw it and took it in for safekeeping?
Do you think?
It's possible. Some good neighbour, like.
Well, so what should I do? Start knocking on doors?
Well, you could try. Although most of the houses around here are still drying out. There won't be no one in most of them. They'll probably pop it into the pub later.
Yeah, I hope they do.
I'd hope you look for it, but I've got to get on.
No, it's all right.
I've got a meeting at the estate office.
Please, take a seat, Ed.
Oh, thanks. Plaster's off, I see.
Yes, thank goodness. As you can imagine, it's been quite an inconvenience with a job as mobile as mine.
Yeah, I bet. Is the leg okay now?
Yeah, it's not bad. Need to build up the strength in it. But, so, how's the contracting business?
Yeah, not bad.
You doing any work for Home Farm? Or?
I helped with some drilling the other day. A new grass lay of some sort.
Good, that's good.
Probably get a few hours on the silage.
Great, well, that's good. And Adam's all right, is he?
Yeah, he seems fine.
Well, do if you see him. Give him my best, won't you?
Sure.
Anyway, what can I do for you?
Okay, well, what it is, I've met these two blokes, Rex and Toby Fairbrother. They're brothers, and they want to start a poultry job, ducks and geese.
Raising them?
Yeah, and selling direct. And they're looking to rent some land around here.
Okay.
And what I was thinking, you know the 50 acres I've still got the tenancy for?
Uh-huh.
It looks like that would suit them very well.
Go on.
So what I was wondering, is there any chance the estate might be willing to end my tenancy early?
I'll get straight out there and seal the area. Then we'll get Socco in.
What?
You know, CSI. The villains have probably left DNA all over the green.
Do you think?
Aye. Scratched themselves on the trees taking it down, most likely.
What, so you think you could trace them?
Mm-hmm. Probably worth doing in house to house.
Really?
Aye. And a press conference. I can see you now, holding up a tattered remnant of your bunting. Your voice breaking as you remember the last time you had contact with
Harrison.
It. Gently tucking it into the branches.
It's not funny.
Seeing it flapping in the May Day sunshine.
Stop it.
It's probably an international gang, specialising in party supplies, stealing to order.
Look, I'll have you know that me and Emma made every piece of that bunting by hand.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it took us ages.
I'm sorry.
And I use it all the time. It's like, it's one of my trademarks.
I didn't realise.
Yeah, it's a bit dead in here.
Aye, Eddie.
Yeah, after lunch it's usually pretty quiet until 5.
Dry work at the market today.
Thought I'd wet me whistle on my way back home.
Home?
Well, Grey Gables.
Oh. Didn't you fancy the bar there?
Not dressed like this. And even if I wasn't, the prices are a total joke. I mean, a fiver for a pint. Mm. I remember when you could fill your car with 4-star for a fiver.
So that's a pint of 4-star, is it?
Yeah, that's right.
I'll get this.
Oh, cheers.
And another half in there, please.
You're right, you are.
Anyhow, we got a change of scene this evening.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're going round Neil and Susan's for tea.
Oh, do they know?
Yes, they've invited us.
Hey, Eddie, you didn't see anything odd on the green last night, did you? Fallon's had some bunting go missing.
Last night?
Yeah, I'm not sure when. Could have been any time overnight.
No, sorry. Have you asked Jazzard?
Not yet.
He might have seen something on his milk ring.
Ah, that's a good call. Fallon made it by hand, you see.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, me and Emma. And of course I want it for the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And I ain't got time to make a fresh lot.
Well, you could buy some, presumably.
Of course I can. There's loads online, but it's not as nice as our homemade stuff.
Good. I'll look forward to it. Okay. Bye. Sorry about that, Ed.
No worries.
Now, where were we? Oh, you were saying that these guys, the Fair brothers...
Yeah, that's right.
They definitely want to take the land on.
Yeah, they're genuinely interested. Took them up there and showed it to them. They reckon it'd be great for them.
Right.
So, what I was wondering was, if it all worked out and they took it over, then I wouldn't owe the rent no more, would I?
Correct.
But maybe I could carry on doing the hedge trimming and the estate could pay me for it.
That's an interesting proposition, Ed. Let me discuss it with Graham Ryder at Rodway and Watson. He can advise on any legal and financial ramifications. Now, if there's no substantial downside for us, I'm prepared to make a recommendation to the board that you be released from your tenancy agreement.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. Thank you, Charlie.
But at this stage, I'm not making any promises about converting the hedging work to a paid basis.
No, okay.
We might simply ask RB to incorporate the maintenance into their contract. We'll just have to wait and see.
Well, that'd be great, son, if you can get shot of the tenancy.
Answer to a prayer, innit?
Well, Charlie said there might be some sort of penalty to pay. To cover the legal costs, you know?
Fair enough, I suppose.
That'd still be worth it.
Yeah, well, especially if they start paying you for the edging work. That'd be a nice little earner.
Well, yeah, that'd be ideal, Dad, but... Even if they give it to RB or something, it still frees me up to look for more paid work.
Best of both worlds, then.
It's just a bit late, that's all.
What do you mean?
I still won't be able to give Emma honeymoon, will I?
Oh, Edward.
I can't see us affording that, no matter what happens.
Emma understands.
Well, she says she don't mind, but every bride wants a honeymoon, don't they?
She's learned her lesson from the last time.
Yeah, she had a dream honeymoon in Mexico, and look how that turned out.
It's the marriage that counts, not going abroad and spending lots of money.
She'd rather be happy with you, son.
I've been so proud of her. Really focusing on what's important. A lovely, simple wedding with George as a page boy and Kira as a bridesmaid. A perfect family do. Well, perfect as it can be.
And we'll be there in our best bib and tucker cheering you on.
What do you call a Grundy in a suit?
Them days are gone. And you know your mum always scrubs up well.
Yeah, well, I'll do me best, of course.
Anyhow, dear, these Fairbrother boys, reckon they might slip us a few quid for putting them in touch with the estate?
Nah, I can't see that.
Well, they should. I mean, sort of a finder's fee.
Rex was very grateful when I rang him, but they know how much I want to get shot of that land. We can't expect a drink out of it as well.
No, maybe not.
It did sort me out with one thing, though. You know, I was still looking for someone to roll fleeces on Thursday.
What, at Brookville?
Yeah. I said if one of them wanted to earn a few quid and meet some of the locals.
And they did?
Well, Rex had stuff on that day, but Toby said he could do it.
That's good.
Said it sounded like a laugh.
I'll just go and see if Susan needs Anne with the tea.
Right, all right, Clary, love. Edward, could you do me a favour?
Yeah, of course.
I need to get rid of Grandad Jethro's old sideboard.
I thought you were doing that up.
Oh, I did me best, but it was too far gone.
Oh,
Well, that's a shame.
It's upsetting your mother. I don't want to burn it. Well, that'd be too...
symbolic-like.
Yeah. So if you could give me a hand loading it in the van, and we'll take it to the tip.
Yeah, no probs. Tomorrow sometime?
Champion. Oh, and we really need to start thinking about your stag do.
Oh, yeah. I don't want nothing fancy. Certainly nothing like Tom's last year.
No, although that was pretty funny. Kenton ended up in deepest, darkest Wales.
Yeah. But look, just something simple and local. That's all I want.
It's quiet here tonight.
Aye, at the moment. I guess it's a bit early for farmers, isn't it?
Actually, yes, it is. I just called in on the off chance.
Hoping to see someone in particular?
No, I wanted to celebrate my plaster coming off.
Oh, well, I'll drink to that. Charlie,
yeah.
You probably haven't heard, but some bunting went missing from the green last night.
Bunting?
Aye, triangular bits of...
Yes, I know what bunting is.
Right, well, we think it disappeared sometime between the hours of 6 p.m. and 10 a.m. I don't suppose you could shed any light on it, could you?
Am I under suspicion, PDC Burns?
No.
Should I have my lawyer present?
No, I don't think that'll be necessary. No, I just wondered if you happened to see anything.
No, I didn't come into Ambridge for the whole weekend.
Ah. Never mind.
But if you need corroboration, I do have witnesses.
What? I'm sure you do. Look, forget I said anything.
You all right, Charlie?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. So, is this an official police matter, the case of the missing bunting?
No, I'm just... let's just call it a private inquiry.
Oh.
What was that for?
You're so sweet. Tea's nearly ready.
Oh, great, I'm starving.
Oh, no change there, then.
Oi, cheeky.
I'll go and wake Joe up from his nap. Oh, can you get the kids in from the garden, Edward?
Yeah, okay, Mum.
So, will you give us a list of names, then?
Do what?
Yeah, for the stag.
Oh, yeah, won't be that many, though.
And I'll come up with something that's not too bonkers.
Yeah, thanks, Dad.
If you really want me to.
Well, yeah, like I said, I don't want a mad night.
No, I mean, if you want me to do it.
Well, you are my best man.
But I'm your dad. Is it the sort of thing a dad should be doing?
Yeah, why not?
It's great you want to keep it in the family, but wouldn't you prefer your best man to be someone nearer your own age?
No, why should I? If you're happy to do it.
Oh, yeah. If it's really what you want.
Then that's fine by me.
So we'll get over with the sprayer tomorrow sometime.
OK. It'll probably be Andy, but he knows that tricky slope as well as I do.
Yeah, it's fine.
Hi, Adam.
Afternoon.
I'm just going to take a look at the heifers in Ashfield, Dad.
OK.
And when I've done that, do you want to get the sheep in?
Yeah, all right. Shearing tomorrow.
Ours started yesterday. Who's doing yours?
Ed and Jazza. Not the fastest, but they do a decent job.
I did wonder about using them. Maybe next year.
They could do with the work. I hear you'll be at the hunt dinner this evening, Pip.
Oh, yeah. Mum's got one of women in farming things. Are you going?
I am.
Actually, Pip, if you've got a moment, you might be interested in a soil recovery project that Adam's got on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this is in Broadbank, probably our most damaged field after the flood.
You should have seen the fissures in it.
Yeah, a real erosion problem. So I've sown a herbal lay with plantain and chicory along with the grasses and clovers and a few other things.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Deep rooting systems like that. So, yeah. What, plough it in the autumn?
Actually, I may keep it as a grazing pasture.
Oh, really? You didn't mention that.
That's the way I'm thinking at the moment. Maybe buying some hoggets to finish over the autumn and winter.
Mm. Who's this?
Yeah, it's a couple of young guys who want to set up in the local area.
Oh.
I said I'd give them what advice I can.
OK. Well, give me a shout when you're finished with them and we'll sort the sheep.
Yeah, we'll do. So, hoggets, eh? You want to watch out, you'll end up a mixed farm like Brookfield if you're not careful.
Actually, that might be no bad thing.
Hello?
Well, well.
Things are looking up, Rex.
What?
We've got a welcoming committee.
Well, we like to be sociable at Brookville.
Yeah, we're here to see David Archer.
Yeah, no, he's expecting you.
Hi, Jeff. See you this
evening. Bye, Adam.
Who's that? Not your boyfriend, surely?
He's my cousin. And actually, he'd be more interested in you than me. See ya.
Oh, she got you there, Toby.
Afternoon, Rex.
Oh.
Hello, hi, I'm David.
Yeah, this is my brother, Toby.
How do you do?
Hello.
Do you want to come in the house?
Oh, thanks. Who was that on the quad?
Oh, didn't she say? That's my daughter, Pip.
Will you manage to get a break before this evening?
No, actually, I thought I'd just work through.
You've been on duty since 7, Caroline.
7:30.
And we won't finish much before 11 tonight.
No, I know.
You want to be at your best for our guests, don't you?
I will be. I'm not going to disgrace you, Oliver.
I know that. I wouldn't have dreamed of suggesting that you would. I just meant that some of them can be quite hard work, so you owe it to yourself to be rested and refreshed.
All right. I might close my eyes in my office for 10 minutes later on.
Well, why not have a proper change of scene? Come back to the house. Caroline?
Look, if you really want me to be rested and refreshed...
I do.
Well, I'd rather stay here than go back to that scene of devastation.
Well, the upstairs rooms are all right. Oh.
I'm sorry, Oliver. It's really getting me down.
Darling, we've got to stay positive.
Yeah, I know. But I find it easier to stay positive here at the hotel rather than back home.
It'll all be returned to its former comfort, I promise you. We'll get the best builders, we have the insurance...
Oh, no, that's just money. They can't replace the things we've lost. Not with all their memories.
Yes, I know. But you must take care of yourself. I worry about you.
I know. Thank you. Oh, hello, Ed.
Oh, yeah?
Come to check on Joe?
Yeah, I thought I'd see how he's getting on.
Well, he was in the lounge the last time I saw him.
Oh, great. Well, I'll see if I can find him.
Look for the extremely bright yellow jacket.
Oh, right. Ta.
Ed, before you do...
Yeah?
The wedding's getting close now. You still haven't told us what you'd like for a gift.
Oh, no, Caroline. You've already done so much for us. Everyone's been so great the way they've mucked him with this wedding.
Well, we'd like to give you something, though.
Yeah.
Especially as you can't use the barn for the reception, huh?
That's no problem. We're going to be fine at Bridge Farm.
Well, there must be something you'll need when you move back into One the Green.
Oh, we were insured. It's all right. Honestly, I feel bad taking any more from you.
Are you absolutely certain?
Definitely.
Right. We won't pester you any more.
Okay, then.
Your brother's going to be here this evening.
Oh, yeah? What's that for?
The Hunt Landowner's Dinner.
Landowners, farmers and keepers, really.
Mm-hmm.
We have it every year to say thank you to all the people the Hunt relies on to enable us to operate in the local area.
Right. Well, I'm sure he'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I expect so.
Okay, well, I'd better get my protective goggles on and look for this jacket.
Take care.
Yeah, I will.
It's nice, actually, isn't it?
What?
To see a young person who isn't grabbing every consumer durable they can lay their hands on.
I suppose it is when you put it like that.
I still like to do a little something, though.
Great biscuits.
Aren't they? Here, have one, Rex.
Oh, thanks.
They're my mum's homemade. She lives with us, so we're very well looked after.
Mm. Rex was saying you farm with your wife, David.
Yeah, that's right.
And Pip works on the farm as well?
Uh-huh. She's in her final year at Felpersham Uni.
Oh, final year. So she is what, 21, 22?
She's 22.
Right. That must be good to have her around.
Yeah, it is. And I've got 2 sons.
Mm, good, yeah.
Yeah, a real family business.
It is.
Mm. We used to joke that rugby was our family business, didn't we, Toby?
Yeah.
What, you both play then?
Rex used to be a professional, second row.
Really?
Oh, had to give it up. Neck injury.
Oh, what a shame. Yeah. You must have been gutted.
It took a while to adjust.
I bet. Do you still play, Toby?
Yeah, I was in the first 15 at Durham.
Yeah, studied rugby with archaeology, didn't you?
The last 3 years, I've been with various amateur sides in London.
What position do you play?
Winger.
Mm. Yeah, he's the flashy one. Not like me, with my head down in the pack.
Mm. I was working for a private equity company there. But when Rex had his injury, we both took a step back, asked ourselves what we really wanted to do with our lives. You know?
And you decided on farming?
Yeah, well, it's in the blood.
I was making good money in the city, but... It's not real, you know?
Yeah, but it's not easy starting in farming nowadays.
Yeah, we're not hugely capitalised. and the price of land is off the hook.
Well, you can blame some of your city chums for that.
Yeah, and the tax laws.
Yeah.
Ed Grundy's approached Borchester Land, about 50 acres he's trying to get shot of.
Oh, the patch by the church?
Yeah, but we were wondering if you knew of any other plots that might be available.
50 acres.
Around that sort of size?
Well, not at the moment, but I'll certainly ask around.
Oh, thanks.
Have you considered some sort of share farming arrangement? You might find a farmer who was more interested in that than simply renting you land.
We've considered it, haven't we? Mm. I mean, if we can't find land of our own, we might go down that route.
Yeah, but ideally we want to rent our own place. Be fully independent.
Well, I wish you the very best of luck with it.
Oh, thank you, David.
And if I hear of anything, I'll let you know.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Nice man. Yeah, seems okay. Oh, now that's very suspicious timing.
What?
Well, it looks like you're stalking me.
I could say the same about you.
Okay, I admit it. I can't keep away.
Obviously.
No, I mean it. I'll be back tomorrow, rolling fleeces for your shearers.
We're very grateful for your support as ever, Montague.
Do go through and have an aperitif.
What has Francesca done to her hair?
I know.
Is it sort of Greek, would you say?
Greek tragedy. Oliver, I meant to say, I saw Clary earlier, by the donated clothes rail. I think she was hoping to find something nice for the wedding.
Rather a long shot, I'd have thought.
Exactly. There aren't many mother of the bridegroom outfits there. There's nothing smart enough. So, I was thinking, if Ed really doesn't want anything, maybe that could be our contribution. Buy his mother a nice outfit.
David, good evening.
Hello, Oliver. Caroline.
David.
And your charming escort. Is this your first landowner's dinner, Pip?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm not really sure what to expect.
Oh, it's all quite informal. I'm sure you'll have a lovely time.
Do go on through.
Thanks. We'll see you later. Oh, there's Adam.
Oh, hi, Adam.
So, Clary.
Yeah, well, I thought we might speak to Susan. Get some guidance on Clary's size, her favourite colours, that sort of thing.
When you say we...
Well, yeah, me.
That's a relief.
Mum and Brian are here somewhere, and we're Nick Grundy.
Would you like a drink?
Yes, please, yeah, beer if they've got one.
Adam?
Oh, I'm fine with this, thanks.
Okay, back in a minute.
All right. So, what happened on Sunday, then?
Sorry?
Against Little Croxley.
We were just outplayed in all departments. Well, at least young Johnny got a couple of wickets.
So, we regain our pride against Paxley, then?
Absolutely.
Tell me, what do Brian and Debbie make of this work you've been doing on Broadbank?
Oh, well, Debbie's completely on board.
And Brian?
He doesn't seem too bothered about it. I think he sees it as a little experiment, rather than any big change in policy. It's quite a small acreage, after all.
Yeah, I guess so.
But who knows? They may want to roll it out on a slightly bigger scale in the future. We'll have to see.
Okay.
If you happen to bump into him, I'd rather you didn't mention that at the moment.
All right.
No point in worrying over something that might never happen.
Yeah, sure.
Here you are.
Oh, excellent. Thanks, though. Thanks. Who's that you're arguing with?
Oh, nobody.
Look quite heated.
Yeah, no, it was nothing.
Would you excuse me? I just need a word with Nick Spring.
Yeah, sure, see you later.
Oh, hateful man.
What?
Well, it was Lawrence's dad from my course making nasty remarks about Adam.
Adam?
Yeah, telling everyone exactly what he thought about gay marriage.
Oh.
Oh, I couldn't help myself.
Well, good for you. That is one of the points of politics, you know.
What?
What your mum was saying the other day. The stuff you feel strongly about. That's what voting's for.
Well...
You see?
Yeah, okay, I suppose so.
You know where the polling station is, don't you? That hut in the village hall car park?
Yeah, okay, Dad, I get it. talking of tomorrow...
Yep.
I've been wondering about Barney doing the catching. It's all a bit complicated, isn't it?
How do you mean?
Well, with me doing a day on his dad's farm in return.
I thought you were looking forward to that. You know, see another sheep operation.
Oh, I'm not so sure.
But if Barney doesn't do it, who's going to stand in for him? It's very short notice.
Oh, I'm sure I can sort something. Leave it with me.
Oh. Do you want that piece of toast?
No, you have it.
It's a shame you couldn't make it to the dinner last night.
I know, but I think you were right, Rob. Henry did seem under the weather. It would have been unfair to have left him with a babysitter.
Yeah. Although he didn't miss much, to be honest.
Oh, was it a bit of a bore?
No, it was all right. The food was up to Grey Gable's usual high standard.
Well, Ian does know his stuff.
Oh, yeah. Say what you like about him. He's obviously an excellent chef. No, it just would have been so much better if you'd been there, darling.
Hmm. Who did you sit next to?
Well, Bill Oldfield on one side. He was all right, I suppose. Although he did rather bang on about his holiday home in Portugal.
Oh, dear.
Hmm. And Nick Grundy on the other. We didn't have a lot to say to each other, as you can imagine.
No. Nick's nice, but...
Yes.
Anyway, Henry seems fine now.
After some proper mummy time.
Absolutely. So I'll take him to nursery as usual.
Oh, good.
I wonder if I'll hear any more about the mystery of the disappearing bunting.
Mm. Hot topic with the mums, is it?
Those have been questioned by Harrison Burns, anyway.
Mm. Yeah, well, they and I might differ on the delights of that particular experience.
Well, I think you're probably the wrong gender to appreciate his charms. Henry, 5 minutes!
Can't see it myself. You don't think he's attractive, do you?
Oh, no. Not my type at all. More coffee?
Mm, please. So, what have you got on after you dropped Henry?
Well, I want to start another batch of Borsetshire Blue, and then I'm meeting with Mum, Dad and Tom to discuss the final outcome for the shop.
Oh, yeah, of course. Wither Ambridge Organics.
Hmm.
Well, I'm sure you'll make the right decision.
You must be Toby.
That's me, buddy.
Hi, I'm Ed, and this is Jazza.
Hi.
How are you doing?
So, you found the place okay, then?
Yeah, Rex and I were here yesterday, chatting to David.
Oh, good, good. So you did meet up, then?
Yeah, he seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, he is. Him and Ruth have helped me out a lot, with advice and that.
Uh-huh.
And he used to be Ed's landlord.
Yeah, we used to rent that cottage over there. Yeah, my fiancé still cleans for him.
Lots of connections, then.
Yeah.
Well, Rex really liked him. He said he'd pop in and say hello later, if that's okay. Rex, I mean.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no problem.
He's got a medical appointment this morning. So.
Hello.
Hiya, Pip.
Hi.
I'm going to be your catcher for the day.
Oh, I thought, wasn't it going to be your uni mate, Barney?
Oh, change of plan. No, he was only doing it so I could go to a careers day. This just seemed simpler in the end.
Fair play.
Yeah.
So, Toby here is going to be rolling fleeces for us. This is, this is Pip.
Oh, no, we've already met.
We certainly have. Hello again.
Okay then, right, Jazz and I are going to set up our gear. Can you two get the first lot in from the covered yard?
Yep.
If you can't beforehand.
Oh, no, but I've seen it done.
As soon as me and Ed have finished the fleece, you need to be ready with the next gin.
Yep, sure.
But can you have any delay?
No, I know.
It's pretty physical work. I could swap with you if you like.
Oh, there's no need.
Are you sure you're up to it?
Don't worry, Toby. I can take any physical challenge you can throw at me.
Okay, then. I look forward to seeing you in action.
I could say the same about you.
Oh, no! Don't believe it!
What?
Oh, I've nicked her.
You're joking.
Nearly my last blow on her, too. Can you give us that spray, Pip?
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Cheers.
You're very fast, sheep.
Oh, yes, all right.
Wasn't even run the tail, Ed.
Just get me eye in.
If you're no more careful, you have somebody's eye out.
Yeah, like you've never done it before.
Right, so, Toby.
Yeah?
While we're working, you get busy with the brush. Keep the flare clear of all the loose bits.
Okay.
And then as soon as we finish the fleece, you grab it and you take it out of here. Hold it by the shoulder, Will.
Right.
You can see the back of the head here.
Yeah.
Throw it out.
It's pretty minor, really.
And you tuck your shoulders in. Then you work down. Tucking all the sides in. Make sure you get rid of any scraggy bits for the backside.
Sure.
Yeah, and when you roll it up, make sure it's from the tail end, yeah?
Just You want the shoulder fleece on the outside.
Yeah, so the grader will see the best quality wool.
I get it, yeah.
And you put a twist in the neck, make a hole in the fleece, and stick it in. That holds it all together, see?
Ah, clever, yeah.
And you stick it in your jumbo sack. Think you've got that, big man?
I reckon I can manage.
Right. Let's go for it then.
Hello, darling. Everything all right?
Yes, fine. I just thought I'd ring. Can you hear me, Rob?
Yeah, loud and clear.
That's Dad and Tom off to plant cabbages.
Have you had your meeting?
Yes, and we've decided to close the shop.
And how do you feel about that?
Actually, it's a great burden lifted.
Well, if you're sure, Helen.
I am.
Good. If you're happy, I'm happy.
Okay. Toby, there you go.
I'm on it.
Oh, nice vest, man.
You're working the die hard, look. You'll be going barefoot next.
Yeah, it's hot work, this.
At least you can carry it off. And you've got more hair than Bruce Willis.
Hello?
Oh, hiya, Rex.
Oh, looks busy in here. Yeah. How's my baby brother getting on?
Oh, he's not doing bad.
How was your checkup?
Oh, yeah, fine, bro, no worries. Hello, it's Pip, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm Rex.
Hi.
And I'm Jazza.
All right.
Look, we might as well take a break now.
Oh, no, don't stop on my account.
No, it's fine. And we could probably spare you a sandwich if you're hungry.
Well, if you're sure, that'd be great, thanks.
Oh, we'll do you later then, missus. Go on.
Can of pop.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
No, the iron brew.
Sorry.
How long do you think we'll be stopped for, Ed?
Why?
Well, I was just wondering if I had time to go and vote.
Vote?
Yeah, it'll be my first time.
That doesn't mean you have to bother.
Why not?
Yeah, if she wants to, Toby.
No, okay, yeah, up to you. Good looking and a social conscience. Do you rescue kittens as well?
Yeah, well, we're not going to be stopped for long, though, Pip.
It's long enough to eat your piece.
Okay then. Right, I'll just go to the loo. I'll be back in a minute.
All right.
So, we're hoping for good news from Borchester Land.
I was thinking, you know at the bottom, near the river, that can poach up a bit.
Oh, okay.
I won't get the food.
And there's a bit on the slope where the grass gets yellow pretty quickly in dry weather.
Oh, well, nowhere's going to be completely perfect, is it?
No, I just thought, you know, I better mention it before you commit.
Oh, thanks.
We're already committed.
You haven't got your application in already, have you?
You bet.
Yeah, I didn't want to hang around. Once you told us you'd spoken to Charlie Thomas.
Right.
We'd already got a detailed business plan and a 5-year cash flow forecast.
We've been using it for our finance applications.
I bet you guys are all over stuff like that. I find it really hard.
Well, if you ever need some help...
I might take you up on that. Thanks.
We're really grateful to you, Ed.
Ah, you're welcome. To be honest, you're doing me a big favour getting me out of the tenancy agreement.
Yeah, so it's win-win.
Well, with my wedding day coming up...
Oh, when's that?
2 weeks tomorrow. Yeah, no, things are really looking up.
Mum was a bit reluctant... to finally let the shop go, you know.
Yeah, too much emotion invested in it. Always a mistake in business. I've seen women get like that before. Even the occasional man, to be honest.
But the rest of us were pretty much in agreement from the start of the meeting. We just had to talk it through, and Mum soon realised with the three of us feeling that way, there wasn't much she could do.
Well, I do think it was absolutely the right decision, darling. That shop was dragging you down, all of you.
So they've asked me to put it in the hands of a commercial agent.
Well, I hope they're not going to lumber you with all the work around the sale.
Well, I am still notionally the manager, Rob. Well, we still have it.
Yeah, all right. But if I can be of any help, don't forget to ask.
That's your last one, big man.
Great stuff.
Wait, what about the others?
They'll finish him off tomorrow.
Oh, I can't help out tomorrow, I'm afraid.
Oh, nor me.
Don't worry, it's fine. Me and Ed will do with it, enrolling and catching with the last few.
Oh. Yeah, but thanks a lot for today, though, guys. I'll sort your money out in a minute, Toby.
Oh, cheers. Yeah. What about Pip?
Oh, I did it for love.
Ah, you did pretty well, to be fair.
What, for a girl?
Did I say that?
You were thinking it.
Oh, you can read minds too, can you?
I can read yours.
Okay, should we go to the pub?
Yeah, sounds good. It's thirsty work.
Yeah, you're not kidding. But we've done really well today.
You coming and help it?
Oh, definitely. But can we just take a small detour on the way?
I've never been in a polling station in all my puff.
It's a first time for everything, Jazza. And you said you'd registered?
Aye. Yeah. Jim said I should. It's Jack McCreary, Greenacres, Sandbridge.
Jack McCreary, 278.
Thank you.
Thanks, pal. I'm obliged.
And there's my card. Philippa Archer, Brookfield Farm.
Philippa Rose Archer.
I'd better be lining up their beers, that's all I can say.
045. And there's your card back.
Oh, thanks.
What do you do with this?
Evening.
Oh, hi, Ellen. You look puzzled, Jazza.
Yeah, he's never voted before. Nor have I, actually. Thank you.
Oh, it's ever so easy. Bring your ballot papers.
Okay.
You make your mark in that little booth.
I've never heard of any of these people.
But you can see the parties they stand for.
You must have some idea which party you prefer.
Aye. Well, you wake up the next day with a smile on your face and no recollection of what caused it.
Oh, come on, Jazza. Pick the one you want.
And put an X in the box.
All right, then. Wait till my ma hears about this. She wouldn't believe her ears.
I've been talking to Mum about Kenton again.
Oh, yeah?
Don't think there's much else on her mind at the moment.
No.
You know how she hates any sort of rift in the family.
No one likes that sort of thing, David.
No, I know. But she was wondering if they might be able to use some temporary support.
What sort of support?
She was talking about lending them some money.
Oh.
I told her right away, if anyone's going to offer Kenton a loan, it should be us.
Yeah.
There's no way that she should be shelling out from her savings or her pension. So what do you think?
Oh, I don't know. It's all still a bit raw, isn't it? Look, why don't we leave it for a month or two and let Kenton calm down a bit?
Believe me, the way he's being with me at the moment, that is a very attractive proposition. But they're feeling the pinch right now. That's the trouble. I think if we're going to make this offer, then I need to talk to him soon.
Well, if you're sure.
If we leave it a while, it could be too late. And it's not just my relationship with my brother that's at stake. It's the future of the Bull. I really do not want to be the guy responsible for the village losing its pub.
Right, we're all done.
Righto, Ed.
Jazz is just stowing the gear in the pickup and then we'll get going.
Thanks.
Done a really good job.
Oh, thank you for the work. We really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Get your invoice in and we'll make sure we don't hang around on it.
No, well, that'd be awesome. You remember you said that I could borrow your post driver sometime?
Uh-huh.
Are you using it this afternoon?
No, do you want it?
Please.
Yeah, it's fine. Help yourself.
Oh, great. Thanks. I'll pop back with the tractor and pick it up after dinner, if that's okay.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, and can you thank Pip for yesterday? She did great.
Will do.
Yeah, I'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, by the way, Rachel rang when I was talking to Mum.
Rachel?
It's that woman from the Environment Agency.
Oh, yeah?
You know she was going to check about the stream and culverts up near Barrow Farm?
When they'd been inspected and cleared?
Yeah. Well, she has, and they were checked in the middle of November.
Right.
And both were fine then. That's what their records say.
Well, that's a bit odd, isn't it? If that's the case, what are the chances of one of them getting completely blocked up and the other one not?
Yeah, well, maybe somebody didn't do their job properly.
Cleared one but not the other, you mean?
It's possible, isn't it?
Anyway, I haven't really got time to go into it now. I need to get to Borsuch Farmers.
Okay.
Anything else you need?
No, it's all on the list.
All right, well, I'll be back as quick as I can. And then, are you okay to help me move the sheep back to the field?
So Pip dragged Jazzer in and he ended up voting.
Who do you vote for?
Well, I don't know, do I? I'm not sure he does, to be honest.
Well, it was a first time for everything, I suppose.
Yeah, you didn't vote yourself then, Edward.
Nah, I'm not really interested in all that.
Well, I don't hold with this not voting. That beardy fella's got a lot to answer for.
Carmock?
No, he means Russell Brandad.
You don't vote, you got no right to complain about what you get.
That's why you complain all the time, is it?
Yeah, you just remember that, Edward.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough, Grandad.
Any road, I'm glad you're here, because I wanted to talk to you about the wedding.
Oh, Dad,
No, not that. Your dad and me thought it might be nice to sing some of our traditional songs, eh?
Oh. Well, we've already got our music sorted out.
Not at the church. We thought at the reception, like.
Right.
Only if you and Emma would like us to.
So what do you say?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it'd be great. I reckon Emma'd be up for it.
You think?
Well, it does go with the theme, doesn't it? Traditional country wedding, why not have some traditional country songs?
That's what we thought.
Yeah, we've been working on a couple of new ones, haven't we, Eddie?
Yeah, we have. Do you know the Borchester Cobbler?
Can't say I do.
Oh, it's a right funny one, that is. Or what about the Fair Maid of Edgeley? Lovely ballad, eh? And it's about a wedding, too.
Well, that sounds perfect.
Yeah, it goes something like this. There once was a maiden in fine Borsetshire, so pure and so free.
It's all right,
Grandad,
you don't need to give a demonstration.
All swains of the country upon her would call, but the fair maid of Edgeley would have none at all. For up at the big house there lived this girl's love, a man of high...
Oh, hi, Rob.
Oh, hello.
I'm surprised to see you in here. I thought Barrow Farm would have all its stuff delivered. Or you'd send out one of your minions.
You know, I'm not here for work. I need some new riding gloves.
Oh, I see. You all right?
Well, just a bit tired, that's all. Stayed up far too late watching the election.
Oh, yeah. It's easy to get sucked in, isn't it?
Yeah, you tell yourself you're just going to watch an hour and suddenly it's 3 a.m. Yeah. Anyway.
Rob, while I've seen you... I've been thinking of drawing up a best practice document. I'm sort of pooling ideas about ways of protecting our buildings in the future.
Well, I don't have much to offer on that score, I'm afraid. As you know, the dairy was pretty much unaffected.
Yeah, sure. But do you have any insights on why that was?
Well, I didn't really get much of an overview of the flood. If you remember, I was injured rescuing your sister and aunt.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. And of course, we're all buried. Grateful for that. But, you know, did you or anyone at Barrow Farm take any special measures to protect against the water?
I'm not sure what sort of thing you have in mind.
Well, you know, sandbags around entrances, extra drainage, anything like that. I'm asking everyone in the village.
No, I can assure you we took no special precautions. We were just very lucky.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I've already said that, actually, more than once.
Yeah, no, sure, you may well have done.
Yeah. So, if you'll excuse me, I have just popped out of my lunch hour.
Yeah, fine. Don't let me keep you.
So if you are seeking some boots or some shoes, be guided by me on which cobbler to choose. Seek not in Borchester, for you will pay. I guarantee you will hobble away, hobble away, hobble away. I guarantee you will hobble away.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Shall we do another one?
No, Dad, no. That was great, but I think two's plenty for now.
Oh, okay.
So, will Bert be singing as well?
No.
We did ask him.
Well, he said he hadn't been in a singing mood since his Frida passed away.
Oh, well, I can understand that.
Yeah, and he could never imagine singing again.
Yeah, well, I know what it's like to be made a widower. Fair knocks the stuffing out of you. And Bert and Frieda Fry had even longer than me and my Susan.
Poor bloke.
But what I learned is, you've got to go on. And there ain't nothing like singing for keeping your spirits up.
Yeah, he's got to take his time.
Ah.
Right, I'd best get on. Re-landscaping a garden in Grange, Spilly.
Yeah, and I've got to sort some fencing at Grange Farm and all. Ah, do you want to keep me company, Grandad?
Visit Grange Farm? Oh, I'll never say no to that.
I'm glad we gave the job to Ed. Adam thought he might give him a chance next year.
He's already used them for crutching, hasn't he?
Yeah. It'd be great for them if they could do the full job.
Pip seemed to enjoy the day.
Yeah, she was bouncy when she came back from the pub, wasn't she? I expected her to be completely knackered. Take time.
She texted earlier.
Oh, yeah?
She's got an interview for that job.
Oh. Oh. That's great, isn't it?
Yeah. It'd be a fantastic chance for her.
Yeah, good for her. Well, I'm not surprised. She's got a lot to offer.
She has.
Oh, I bumped into Rob at the Cash and Carry.
Yeah?
Yeah, I asked him about the flood. Wondered if they'd taken any protective measures.
What did he say?
Well, he was a bit off with me, actually. He wasn't his usual charming self.
Well, you know he's not my favourite person.
Well, he'd had a late night and he was in a hurry. Probably got him at a bad time. They were lucky, though. If that culvert hadn't blocked, it could have been a very different picture at Barrow Farm.
Just one of those random things.
Yeah, I suppose so. We'll probably never know exactly what happened.
This is quite some bit of tackle, young Edward.
It's not bad, is it?
Yeah. Far cry from the tractors I was used to, that's for sure.
Yeah, I bet.
I can still remember the first tractor arriving in Ambridge. It was like something from Mars. Yeah. Looks like you could fly to Mars in this one.
Ah, well, not quite.
Yeah. Mind you, that fortune didn't cost as much as this.
No, I know it's a lot of money, but everyone I spoke to said I'd regret it if I didn't spend enough.
Oh, ah.
Yeah, if you're contracting, you just got to have a reliable machine. It's up to the job.
Oh, yeah, I can see the sense in that. And I'm sure you'll make a go of it. Tell you what I'm most pleased about, Lou. You're going to have some beasts of your own.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There'll still be Grundy cattle at Grange Farm.
Eventually, yeah. That's why I need to get this fencing sorted out. A lot of it come down during the flood.
When do you reckon you'll be getting your first ones?
Well, that depends on the contracting. And the more I make off that, the sooner I can get up the market.
Well, if you want a hand when you do, reckon I still got a good eye for cattle.
You have, Grandad. You're the best.
Nice of you to see so, lad. Edward?
Yeah?
There's something's been bothering me and I needs to talk to you about it.
What about the business?
No. It's about this here wedding of yours.
What about it?
Well, don't get me wrong. Your mum couldn't be more looking forward to it. All of us are. But there's just one thing that's spoiling it for her. It's breaking her heart that you didn't feel you could ask William to be your best man.
Yeah. Yeah, that, Dad was sort of hinting that the other day.
Well, I know there's been a lot of bad blood between you two boys over the years.
We make Noel and Liam look like the Chuckle Brothers.
Yeah, but she really hoped that might be all water under the bridge by now.
It runs deep, though, Grandad.
Oh, I know. But after all this family's been through, couldn't you consider it? It'd mean so much to your mother.
I don't know. You remember all that fuss there was about me being Will's best man?
Oh, that was a long time ago, though.
10 years.
You was just boys then. You're grown men now.
Well, Will don't behave like it sometimes. It's all arranged now. Dad's doing it.
Oh, Eddie'd be more than happy to stand aside for William.
You reckon?
He said as much.
Now, you've all been talking about it then, have you?
There's something we all cares about. What do you say?
All right, I'm not making any promises, but I'll think about it.
You can listen to audio highlights and actor interviews at bbc.co.uk/archers.